Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is September the 26th, 2010. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of justice, and the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and families causes us to see the truth. We must understand that Obama is working for the ruling class and ruling families through the Democratic Party. The ruling class and families control both parties, Republican and Democrat. The people, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, were looking to come together against this wicked, no good, rotten system coming out of America, enslaving, colonizing, shedding of blood, and warfare all over the earth, in particular the Middle East and Africa. And so, in order to head us off, they gave us Barack Obama. He was selected before he was elected, and Obama is doing the bidding of Wall Street, the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police, the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati Masonic Order. This is the reality. We're dealing with Obama's speech, and you must understand that you are not an advocate of Obama as an individual. I love him. I want no harm to come to him or his family. But we are advocates for the oppressed. No matter who is sitting in the seat, working on behalf of the wicked oppressor. So we will not tolerate attacks on black people through Obama. He's as qualified as anyone to sit in the seat. But we have to do like the revolutionaries, like Farrakhan, like Reverend Jeremiah Wright, like Omalia Shetella, like even our brothers Cornel West and Michael Eric Dyson, and understand the reality that America is yet an empire shedding blood and destroying souls for land, wealth, and resources. This speech that Obama gave at the United Nations. He goes on to talk about Africa. He says the problem of Africa is poverty, and the problem is dependency on benevolent groups. Humanitarian groups causing dependency of the African people, and they must dependency on these benevolent groups, on these humanitarian groups. Well, the reality is, sisters and brothers, that these humanitarian groups are funded by the same wicked ruling class and families, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Wall Street, oil, resource, and mineral companies. These folk in power killing and destroying, funding and financing the humanitarian groups. They wouldn't do so if the humanitarian groups were organizing to overturn their power. They're doing so because it causes us to think that you give a little food to a refugee and you think you've done your duty, when the problem is the land. Theft of the land, L-A-N-D. The land of Africa holds the greatest wealth, mineral resources, diamonds, gold, coltan, copper, uranium. Africa is the most resource wealthy landed continent in the world. And the problem is colonialism. The problem is slavery. The problem is exploitation. The problem is idolatry. Apostle Paul, the African revolutionary Apostle Paul, said, idolatry is covetousness. Covetousness is to desire something that is not yours and obtain that which is not yours through wicked actions such as bloodshed, warfare, theft, and killing, which is detrimental to the human family. And so, that is the problem, Barack Obama. And although we love you as an individual, We understand that we're to look above and beyond you and understand that you are being used as a tool by the ruling class and families who control your party, Democratic Party, and the Republican Party, so that they can cordon off all sections of America with the philosophies of the Republicans or the philosophy of the Democrats. But the purpose is to use either George W. Bush or yourself, Barack Obama, to keep us quiet as to the fact that America, the ruling class and families, are yet all over the earth through America's military, through the FBI and the CIA, through MI5 and 6 of Britain, through the Mossad of Israel, killing and destroying the human family so that we may continue to participate in the system of consumerism. As long as I can buy something, I don't care that someone died. I don't care about slave wages and low wages, exploitation of the people. I want to mention this real quickly. Minister Farrakhan, my minister, whom I love, honor, cherish, and respect, told us for a long time about Sudan. They want to, I think the president of Sudan is Bashir. I think I have his name correct. The ruling class and families want to parade Bashir as some evil, no good, rotten dictator. I'm not saying that he's a total righteous man, but that's not the issue. Farrakhan told us years ago that the issue concerning the Sudan is the oil-rich South, that the fact that the ruling class and families of America, Europe, and Israel want to disconnect the oil-rich South from the government, which is located in the north. And I believe I heard correctly this week that they are discussing that right now. It's about land, wealth, and resources, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, and the shedding of blood. Now, I want to move. A group of black policemen in America, I forget what city, were beating up on a black man. And in Iraq, the Iraqi police were beating up on an Iraqi brother. I want you to go to democracynow.org, the September 20th edition of Democracy Now. Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez speak with a beautiful sister, Iraqi sister, name of Rabiha Kassim. She's a British Iraqi woman who lives in London. She describes how her husband, Ramzi Ahmed, went back to Iraq to get his son out of prison. His son was being tortured by the Iraqi police, Iraqi officials, Iraqi government, so he wanted to go to retrieve his son. And while attempting to do this, the Iraqi police got him, Brother Ramzi Ahmed, and tortured him. Put electric torture to his genitalia. Even grabbed some sort of stick or object and sodomized the brother. Go and listen to this beautiful sister, Rabiha Kassab, talk about what her husband went through. And many Iraqis, 30,000 other Iraqis, are being tortured like this. How could a black man, how could black police, it was two black men and a black woman, in America, beat up on a black man? How could Iraqi police torture and sodomize an Iraqi brother? The problem is colonialism. The problem is we as black people have been colonized and disconnected from our African culture. We have been taught to hate self. We have a deep hatred of self. And our minds have been colonized into this wicked system that perpetuates self-hatred. So when these black police officers in America saw this black man, they saw something that they hated because they hate self. When these Iraqi officers got a hold of this brother, Ramzi Ahmed, they have a hatred of self now, because they've been colonized by America and Britain. We are not practicing African culture. They're not practicing Islamic culture, which is African culture. So we have been colonized. We have been disconnected from our culture, and now we have a hatred of self, and we do damnable things to our own people. Now I want you to go to www.uhurunews.com, and the African People's Socialist Party is having a Black is Back coalition march and rally on November 13th to deal with these types of issues: colonialism, exploitation, slavery, low wage, and slave wages. That is the problem of the earth. That is the problem in this world. And so on November 13th in Washington, D.C., at the Malcolm X Park, led by the African People's Socialist Party and our brother Chairman Omalia Shetela, in concert with Christians and Hebrews and Muslims and Black Agenda Radio and other groups, this march and rally, November 13th, for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Let us move now to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and verse 18. The book of Revelation. Oh God, it reveals the truth. It manifests the truth to us that we may understand what is going on. Now we left off, we're talking about the vision that the revolutionary African apostle John saw of Jesus the Messiah, but that is also a vision of the Black man and woman, the Africans in the West, stolen from our kith and kin in Africa. We are the Messianic people. So we have the same mission and job of Jesus, the Messiah. So this vision is also a vision of the Black man and woman of America and the West, stolen from our kith and kin in Africa. We are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the true Messianic people. And as African people in Africa and the diaspora, we must reconnect with our African culture, history, language, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that we may overturn this no good, rotten, wicked system. Verse 18 of chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. The Black man and woman. We have, because of colonialism and being disconnected from our ancestors, our African ancestors, our history, our kith and kin in Africa, we are living a life of death and helping to perpetuate a life of death, bloodshed, hell, and destruction all over the earth. But this is talking about a Messiah and a Messianic people that are now alive again. And behold, I am alive forevermore. This is prophecy about you, Black man and woman. You will understand and know that you are the Messianic people, and you will come into life, and you will be alive forevermore. And we will wake up the Messianic spirit in the human family, Black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. And we together will live a life of life and not death forevermore. We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
Don't know.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. That was our beautiful sisters, Mary and Mary. Mary, Mary, God in me. Now, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is September 26th, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove, YAHLOVE, at comcast.net. Revelation, verse 18, chapter 1. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Black man and woman, this is prophesying your life, coming into the knowledge of the Messiah and you being the messianic people. Reconnecting with Africa. Reconnecting with our history, our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding. Bringing with our African sisters and brothers in Africa and all over the diaspora. Bringing back to the human family that messianic knowledge of light and life. Now, it says, amen. Now we want to shift. We're shifting to understand and reveal the hidden reality of the whole of the universe and creation. And the hidden one behind Jesus the Messiah. And the hidden one behind the messianic people, we, the African Hebrew Israelite nation. He says amen here. That word amen is an African Egyptian word. And Jesus the Messiah knew the meaning and the root and the etymological root of that word and where that word came from, his and my and your African Egyptian ancestors. The meaning of that word is not what they tell you, because they disconnect that word from Africa, Egypt. The meaning of that word, amen or amen, is the hidden and unseen Father. And what they did not write that Jesus knew was Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit. So, amen, the Father, hidden and unseen. Amenet, the mother, hidden and unseen. Mother and father and mother are the hidden and unseen reality behind the Messiah, behind the light and life of the Son. So Jesus says, and have the keys of hell and death. Hell and death for who? Hell and death for the wicked oppressor, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now, sisters and brothers, if you go to the back of your dollar bill, you will, to the right, see a scale with a feather. That is a Masonic symbol stolen by those in the Illuminati Masonic Order, stolen from Africa, stolen from Egypt, stolen from our original African, Hebrew and Egyptian ancestors. This is the scale of justice, okay? And in Africa, Egypt, in hieroglyphics, you have Mayat, which means truth, justice, and righteousness. And the symbol for Mayat was a black woman, a beautiful, gorgeous black woman with feathers. Black woman, that's how you know that which you symbolize. You symbolize justice. A nation, an organization, a family is judged by how you are treated within that nation, organization, and family. If you're treated well, it's a good nation, a good organization, a good family. If you are mistreated, used, and abused, then that nation, family, and organization is not good. This is you, black woman, and also you as well, brown, red, yellow, and white woman, where women are loved, honored, and respected. God is loved, honored, and respected. So in Egypt, the black woman with feathers, Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, and the physical symbol of Mayat truth, justice, and righteousness, was also a scale with a feather on that scale. And what would happen is this. You see it in hieroglyphics drawn that the individual came before the seat of judgment. You see this in the book of Revelation, the judgment seat. All of this is African knowledge, wisdom, and understanding if we understood it. And I thank the Most High Father and Mother for Ashra Kwesi and Mariwa Kwesi for revealing these things to us. But the individual would come before the seat of judgment, and their heart, symbolically, would be put on the scale next to the feather. And if the heart, if the person practiced truth, justice, righteousness, equal rights, justice, freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, if the person practiced those virtuous virtues, then that person's heart would be as light as a feather. And that person would enter into the kingdom of God and heaven. The keys to the kingdom of God and heaven. But if that person was corrupt and wicked and evil, and that person's heart was heavier than the feather, then that person would go into death and hell. So we see that Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, holds the key, is used to judge your heart and my heart. And we must work and endeavor day and night to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to work on behalf of the human family with truth, justice, and righteousness, Mayat, and to work against the oppressor, the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, to work against the Illuminati Masonic order, to work against Wall Street, to work against the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the mineral and resource corporations who every day are killing millions and millions and millions so that they may continue to steal and kill and destroy. When we do that, we will usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, and daily our hearts being weighed symbolically on that Mayat scale, our hearts would be as light as the feather. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the Illuminati Masonic Order, those heads of Wall Street, the Federal Reserve banking system, the international bankers, the mineral and resource corporations, their hearts are heavier than the feather. And they're being judged daily, working a system of death and hell, causing us all to live in death and hell. That's the meaning of the keys of hell and death. We don't want to go that route. We want to go into the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. We are witnessing scripture written by our African ancestors that is letting us know and understand how things are. We have just went through a whole analysis of how things are so that we can understand and understand how things should be. And we're going to cut off there and continue this with the next session. So sisters and brothers, I thank you for listening. I pray that you have peace and love and righteousness. Be blessed. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.